A small area of high pressure is keeping things mainly quiet across our area this afternoon. I say mainly quiet because there have been a few snow showers across the north and a general increase in cloudiness as that high works its way off to the east and a warm front approaches. Now, with the dry air in place, there is an elevated threat for brush fires, especially in the Hudson Valley, for this afternoon into early this evening, when we combine a dry ground, low humidity, and a fairly gusty breeze, we do have those potentials, at least for brush fires, and this is the time of year that brush fires are most common across the region. So keep that in mind through the late day and early evening, and then we'll see clouds increase, and we'll also increase our chances of precipitation as we work through tonight into the day tomorrow. That approaching warm front will turn into a stationary front and kind of be a nuisance. We'll be nice about it and call it a nuisance over the next several days. The front will kind of oscillate a little bit to the south, a little bit to the north, and it's going to separate some rather cool air close to the Canadian border from some mild air to the south. So for those of us across the far north, we're looking at a fairly cool stretch over the next few days with a combination of rain and snow showers and some accumulating snow, maybe even in the valleys, but there's a better chance for accumulating snow in the higher terrain. Across the south, it looks to be fairly mild over the next several days. Temperatures will be above seasonable levels, and right in the middle, right around I-90, in and around the capital region, temperatures may fluctuate quite a bit as that front works its way north and south over the next few days. So into tonight, that front will stall across the area. A little wave of low pressure comes across, so we'll have the chance for some showers through the night, especially from about the mid-Hudson Valley on north, and where it's colder across the north, rain will mix with snow, and there might be some accumulation of snow, especially in the higher elevations. And as we go through the next day, tomorrow and tomorrow night, and even into Thursday, there is that chance for a rain and snow mix, favoring a mainly rain farther south, more snow across the far north and the higher elevations. Then we move into Friday as a cold front comes across. That'll bring us some rain very early Friday morning, and then we'll tend to see things dry out as we move into the second half of the day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers likely, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers likely, high 38 to 48. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers likely, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with rain and snow showers likely, high 38 to 48. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, high 56 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers possibly mixed with snowflakes, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 46 to 54. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and a wintry mix, highs in the 30s north, in the 40s to near 50 for the Capital Region, and in the 50s and 60s south. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with rain likely, especially during the morning, with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.